This world was no moon like Nar Shaddaa. It was a proper planet, one with a startlingly strong magnetic field. Every orbital lane was filled with junk, and so were a series of complex magnetic field lines sweeping near the surface itself. These lines carried iron-bearing fragments aloft in a grim parody of a gas giant's rings. They were crawling with tiny vessels, either automated or single pilot, searching for anything of value. Every now and again, lasers flared, cutting at hulks or at rivals homing in on a nearby trinket. Then there was the core, the artificial intelligence built by the Republic to guide the refuse world's operation, which probably still thought itself in charge. Proxy said that he would try to patch them into its announcement system once they were within range, but she didn't see what help that would be if it turned on them. This was going to be no simple sit-and-wait mission. She tightened her grip on the controls and guided the ship patiently through the navigational nightmare. Proxy had moved forward to take the co-pilot seat beside her. Starkiller, when he came, stood behind them both, assessing the scene through the cockpit viewport. "Proxy," he asked, "are you picking up any communications yet?" The droid put a metal hand to his forehead and made a strange noise. Juno looked up. Proxy's photoreceptors flickered. He tilted forward, as if in pain.
"Too many to decipher, Master."
The droid's holoprojectors flickered unexpectedly.
"I can hear hundreds of droids all calling out to one another."
He looked up at his master.
"This is where droids go to die."
"What about Kazdan Paradis?" Starkiller asked Proxy.
"I can't hear any clues that would lead us to him."
Juno's eyes widened. Her right index finger came up to draw her companion's attention back to the view. "What about starting over there?" So saying, she banked the ship to starboard, the better to reveal the structure she had just discovered. 5 slender towers rose up out of the junk piles like a surreal tribute to the past. The central tower was the tallest of the 5, with a boxy structure near its tip that made her think of old-fashioned torpedo fins. The other 4 were simpler, less ornate. "That looks exactly like the old Jedi temple on Coruscant," she said. Starkiller nodded. "Set us down as close as you can." The rogue shadow banked gently from side to side as it traversed the garbage-laden magnetic lanes and cleared 2 large mountains of debris. "There," she said, finally finding a space large enough for the rogue shadow to settle, with a lake view and everything. The space was on the shoreline of an irregular body of liquid. She didn't dare set down hard. Instead, she hovered on the ship's thrusters, skating lightly over the surface as Starkiller made his way back to the ramp.
"Circle past the temple and wait for my signal,"
he calmed in a businesslike tone. "Be careful," she sent in reply. "The sludge out there looks corrosive." She waited until the black-clad figure had progressed in inhumanly long leaps from metal ruin to metal ruin, finally disappearing from sight, before pushing the repulsors to maximum and angling the ship up into the sky. Juno out. The apprentice barely heard his pilot sign off as he hurried through the toxic wasteland that was the surface of Raxus Prime. The spires of the mock Jedi Temple were invisible behind the mountains of wreckage. Much was destroyed beyond recognition, but among the discards, he saw the occasional fragment of starfighter, ground speeder, air or water refiner, solar panel, antenna dish, and more. Juno's voice came from the comlink, cutting through the Corps' bland announcements with imperial precision.
"There is some sort of activity near a downed corvette north of your position."
"What kind of activity?"
"I'm not certain. We are in the upper atmosphere now, and there is a lot of interference. Proxy is picking up what might be droid signatures heading in that direction."
He sensed movement ahead and slowed his pace to an ordinary walk, then a more stealthy creep, as voices became audible too. Not human voices. A mixture of electronic babble and high-pitched liquid rodees. Droids and rodians, then.